Good morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord in person and also online. If you're joining us online and you haven't found the bulletin yet, please go to our website, either under the Staying Connected to God's Word link or also the media link. You can find the bulletin there. If you do receive our weekly emails, you should also find the bulletin in that email. So if today were the day of the Lord's return, are you ready to meet Him face to face? Can we be ready? We can be, and we are to be. In fact, the Lord has given to us what we need to be ready at any time for His coming back in the flesh. Today is one of those days to help us be ready. So we can say with confidence, we are ready for the Lord's return. God be praised for giving us worship like this to help further along that confidence and that preparation, looking forward to that time when He will take us to be with Himself in heaven. With that thought in mind, let us worship Him. I invite your attention to the middle of page 3 as we continue with our invocation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us worship Him.
Thank you.
Please stand. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
that we need in life and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
Please be seated. The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. On the second Sunday of end time in our church year, last Judgment Sunday, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, where we are encouraged to be strong and courageous along with patience as we wait for the Lord's return. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. The word of the Lord. Dear friends, keep looking ahead, for there is more to this life than what we have now. This reminder and encouragement, a reading from Holy Scripture, Hebrews 9. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 5th chapter. Do you want to live forever without pain and suffering, but to live rather in glory and honor? Well, connected to Jesus, you will have such a life, and it can enjoy some of the benefits of that now already. We hear our Lord say, Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And this be through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus back on the second reading for today. We hear once again from Hebrews 9. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is called to live with him now and forever. Do you like to be ignored by the person or people you are having a conversation with? What are some ways that one can tell that you are being ignored during a conversation? Anyone? Yeah. Put them to sleep. Okay. They get out their phone. They start texting a message to someone else. Or maybe they look around. Yeah, they look past you. You know, on occasion you can get that as people walk by maybe, but they're continually doing that, like there's something else they'd rather do. They keep changing the conversation. They're looking at their watch. Yep. There are many ways people can show that they are dissing your conversation. God doesn't like to be ignored either. And sad to say, you and I, we ignore him, we diss him more than we would care to admit. What does he want us not to miss in his conversations with us? Well, Hebrews 9 gives us a good indication of what the Lord God does not want us to miss or ignore. You see, we need this reminder often because, well, we have short attention spans. And when it comes to some things in life, we just have short memories, which then can lead to distractions from what is to have our focus. Such as the encouragement that the Lord gives us today through the writer to the Hebrews. In a nutshell, on this last judgment Sunday, that encouragement is this: keep waiting for the Lord. Why? He will come back as promised. We can count on that promise because he kept another promise. Because he already has come as promised. He came that first time to offer up himself. And as the writer to the Hebrews points out, he's not going to come the second time to offer up himself again. He doesn't need to, because he already did that with his first coming as promised. Now, he needed to offer up himself because sin is not new with us. Sin has existed before us, and it will exist after us as long as this world endures. It's because of sin in the world, the sin that is in our hearts and in our minds, and in the minds and hearts of all people, past, present, and future, that Jesus had to come that first time to offer up himself. And as he offered up himself, what did he bring with that offering? He brought healing. Healing that is necessary to deal with the guilt of our sins. Healing that is necessary to fracture a relationship between God, our Creator, and we, his creation. Because that first sin already of Adam and Eve separated them from their Creator. And we then, who are part of that flesh, gives birth to flesh, start our life in the womb, separated from God, our Creator. And so healing is necessary. And the only healing that would work, that would atone, that would bring us back together with our Creator, was the healing that His Son, our Savior, would be able to give. And so Jesus had to come that first time for sin, not His own, but ours, so that healing could be real. Jesus records in Matthew what that healing is. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Rest. Rest, the forgiveness of sins. Rest from a racing, guilty conscience. Rest from trying to have to earn God's favor, because that favor already has been earned for us through Jesus, who offered up himself. True healing in life for our conscience, for our guilt, for our heart, is in Jesus. That's what all the Old Testament sacrifices pointed to, and that's what the writer to the Hebrews is getting across from beginning of Hebrews to the end of Hebrews. As Old Testament sacrifices in and of themselves did not pay for sin, but they were foreshadowing the payment that was necessary for our sin. And those sacrifices had to be done in a certain way. Talk about tedious. But that was necessary. Because the sacrifice for our sins needed to be done in a certain way. It could not be sloppy. And so when Jesus came that first time, he did not live a sloppy life. He led a perfect life, because that was necessary to bring about the proper healing for our sins. And so the writer to the Hebrews points out to the believers then and to believers of all time, don't slide back to those Old Testament sacrifices, to those Old Testament rituals. They serve their purpose to look ahead. And so now, dear friends, that Christ has come that first time, keep looking ahead, thanks to the healing he brought with that first coming to earth. And then the Old Testament believers, they treasured the temple and the tabernacle, and rightly so. It was a symbol of God's presence among them, even though he's present everywhere. And you and I today, we appreciate and we want to celebrate this beautiful facility that we have to worship God, as it also represents God's presence among us, even though we recognize that he is among us all the time. But this is temporary, just as that Old Testament temple and tabernacle was temporary. So this is temporary. It's a shadow of what is to come. And as we enjoy worship here, for the most part, because we're imperfect on this side of heaven, we're going to enjoy it perfectly in heaven. So don't rest your hope here on earth. Rest it in heaven, in the perfect healing that Jesus has brought about. That's all part of that rest, because where there's forgiveness of sins, there's a new way of looking at life and eternal life. This, thankfully, is not all there is. And so the writer to the Hebrews points out again, don't go back to what was to be a shadow. Live in the present, looking ahead. That's why Jesus came. And he will come a second time. Again, not to sacrifice for sin, because that's already been taken care of, but rather to bring us unto himself. Because Jesus lives, we too shall live. The writer to the Hebrews points that out. So he died for our sins and won our satisfaction with God. And then he rose again to put death in its rightful place, to lose its sting. And so when his work here on earth was completed, he went back to heaven to continue his work there of mediating on our behalf, of preparing a room for us. John 14, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I am telling you, and I will come back to take you to be where I am. How do we know the way to where he's at? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hold on to me, and you will have life. You will see that place with your own eyes that he has prepared for you and all who believe. He lives, we live. And so even if we die before the Lord returns, we will be with him in his home, in paradise. And so when he comes again, there will be that public testimony. Because when we die, our soul goes to the Lord for judgment. Either it goes to live with him in heaven, or it goes to hell, which has been prepared for those who have rejected him. And so on that last day, when he will raise up all the dead, and together with those who are still alive, and there will be a public verdict of those who are with the Lord and those who are not. How do we know that we are with the Lord when we die, or when he returns, whichever comes first? Well, what is your confession of faith about the Lord? Do you believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life? Because Scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But it's also another way. The Apostle Peter mentioned the fact that you can make your calling and election sure. You're not saved by this, but you can make sure you're on the right page by examining your life. Are you living your life in the way that God wants you to live? Matthew 25, when Jesus divides the sheep and the goats, he already makes the judgment, and now he gives evidence. These are the sheep, the believers, because these are the things that they did with their life. And the believers will go, Lord, we weren't even aware we were doing these good works. And he says, that's because you did them out of love. You weren't looking for bonus points. You acted, but I was keeping track, he said. And the unbelievers will go, well, we didn't know we had an opportunity to do good works. And the Lord says, every day you got opportunity to show compassion and kindness and forgiveness and patience with one another and love to him most of all. Our life now gives testimony to which side we're on, God's or not, based on your life. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Based on your confession of faith about the Lord, are you ready to meet the Lord? We can be ready and we ought to be ready. Because again, it's not dependent on us, but on what Jesus already has done. And so he will appear a second time, not to get us right with God, because that's already been done, but to take us to God. And so then we're encouraged through Hebrews to stay alert and focused as we keep waiting for the Lord. Again, the early Christians were reminded in Hebrews, don't go back to what was, which was a shadow. Look forward. Same for us too. It's not going back to former ways, but moving ahead to what is to come. Always keeping the focus on Jesus and what he has done for us. But there are distractions that can stand in the way, right? Distractions which can cause us to ignore the voice of Jesus. Distractions that can keep us from waiting patiently for the Lord. Some of those distractions we can sum up under the category of life. Family occupies time. Work occupies time. The pleasures of this world occupy time. And so, while those things are not wrong in and of themselves, do we see how those things can take away time away from the Lord and giving our attention to Him? How often do people use the excuse of family and work and pleasure for not attending a worship service? And I'll watch it online later. Well, later never comes. But I had good intentions. But intentions don't get us to heaven, do they? Excuses will not get us there either. So we need to recognize what is it that stands as a distraction in our life and ask God to help us remove that distraction from us. Because Jesus has said, whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Family cannot be a distraction. Nor can work. Yes, it's important, but not more important than our relationship with the Lord. And attending a 49ers game or a Raiders game, as fun as that can be, is that really a legitimate excuse to ignore the voice of the Lord? Referencing more so those who never set foot in God's house, but yet claim to be His, and take advantage of all the pleasures of this life, forgetting where those pleasures come from. For Jesus has also said He will not be mocked. When do we stop mocking Jesus and wait patiently for the Lord? The way to wait patiently for the Lord is staying connected to His means of grace. The light doesn't stay on if it's not plugged in. Our faith does not stay alive if it's not plugged in to the means of grace. The tools that God has given to us to grow faith, to sustain faith, to keep us waiting patiently. We should not be surprised when the Lord comes back like, Lord, I wasn't expecting you. I would have cleaned up my heart. He's going, you got every day to clean up your heart. And too many don't know about Jesus' return, that He will be coming back. So we have a responsibility in the meantime to let people know that life is short. How can you not know? Death happens every day around us. We are reminded day in and day out that this world is temporary. But Jesus can take care of that through the life that He gives to us. And let us not be like the Pharisees in Jesus' day who relied on themselves, but as Jesus called them, whitewashed tombs. It's not what on the outside that matters. We can give false appearances. It's what's in the inside. And God knows what's there. In the meantime, then, as we wait patiently for the Lord, God keep us busy doing His will. Glorifying Him as we're doing right now. Taking the opportunity to grow in His grace through personal meditation during the week as well as through group discussion on Sunday or during the week as well. And then going with His gospel, being the salt and light that He's called us to be so that others too can wait patiently with us for the Lord's return, to stay alert and focused. Now, as we carry out the Lord's will day to day, it may not all come with bells and whistles. People may not give you that a boy and pat you on the back for the good works that you do. That's okay. God knows what we do. And we do them not for the that-a-boys. We do them out of love for God. The love of Christ compels us to live no longer for ourselves, but rather for Him who died and rose again for us. So continue to glorify Him and grow in Him and go with Him. Dear friends, how is God keeping your attention today? And how do you plan to give Him your attention during this upcoming week? Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Let us now confess our faith using a portion of the Nicene Creed. It's found on page 10.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. Amen.
We pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor Your holy name for Your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of Your people.
We especially thank You for the gift of Your one and only Son, who has ascended into heaven and sits at Your right hand.
We rejoice in the knowledge that He is our advocate before Your throne, and that He intercedes for us in all our needs. Give to all who serve Your holy church a full measure of Your grace, that Christ may be confessed, His cross uplifted, and His gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents, that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love You, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue instruction in Your word, and to serve
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted in the quiet hour of the night when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety. Bring them strength and hope by assuring them that Your love endures, Your power overcomes, and Your presence remains constant. Lord, we reap what we sow. Help us sow generously as You are generous with us. Through You, we have become rich in ways the world on its own will not know or find. Help us use the thank offerings we bring to support the spread of the gospel so more and more can know what true wealth is and reap a harvest of righteousness. Lord, we commend Helen Bishop to Your ongoing care as a recent fall has caused serious injury to her body. Grant her relief from any pain, renew her emotionally and spiritually as she deals with life changes and challenges as a result of this fall. Also bring healing to Barbara Gunter, as she too fell this week and will need surgery on her elbow. Grant healing to Melody Carlson as she battles through a medical challenge. Continue to build up her confidence in your promises that this too does not change her status as a conqueror in Christ. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week, and help our married couples keep the spark in their marriage, moved by your love for each of them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
To Him be praise and honor and glory and power, now and forever. Amen.
And we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
He is right to give thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please be seated.
Thank you. Take and drink the food of our Lord and Savior. Take and drink the true life of our Lord and Savior. Take and drink the true life of our Lord and Savior.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live for him in peace and in joy, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. To highlight a few announcements, if you haven't filled out a Connect card yet, please take the time to do so before you leave today. Again, you can find those Connect cards where you picked up the bulletin. And for our guests, if you want to fill out the backside and share some more information, that'd be helpful. You can return them in the basket there on the table with the lamp on it. Appreciate that. Bible studies taking place. We have a new Bible study taking place here in the church proper. We'll be looking at the life of Luther as we connect the life of Luther with the Reformation message by grace, faith, and scripture, and the end time portion of the church here. And then for our teens, we'll be looking at a new topic as well. We'll be looking at the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. Sunday school starts in the chapel at 9:15. As always, you're welcome to sing in the beginning of Sunday school with the children. They enjoy that. It's an enjoyable opportunity. LWMS Mission Box opportunity again. So if you want to learn more about that, please see the information board about how you can support the mission work that these ladies do. And you are those ladies, so thank you for your generous support. We do have another call meeting scheduled for now the 28th of this month. In the weekly news, we talked about a call for a junior K teacher on the 14th. Well, we're not able to get a list by the 14th, so that's going to be moved to the 28th. Alyssa Schar, who we called for kindergarten, is holding that call. She's been having conversations with various people here at St. Mark's, so keep her and her family in your prayers as she contemplates serving here at our kindergarten. She's currently serving at Eastside Lutheran in Madison, Wisconsin. And so on the 28th, we plan to have a call meeting for the junior K position. Then the weekly news, just a reminder to check out the weekly news for other opportunities to be of help. Speaking of being of help, if you have some time during the week or on a weekend, the building and grounds crew wouldn't mind some help, especially with all the leaves that are falling, blowing leaves and then getting them picked up and out of the way. And there's other things that need to be done as well. If you have questions about that, do talk to Bentley or Chuck. They'll be happy to direct you in a position of help. So appreciate that. God's blessings as you go forward in the day and also in the week. We have a lot to be thankful for, and God keep us patient as we wait for him. Thank you.